Pro, Traveling Culturati, is Explore Radio, Area 6, channel 141. The website, travelingculturati.com. Traveling Culturati is brought to you by South African Airways, Africa's most awarded airline, flysaa.com. Today, healthcare professional Yolanda Como shares information on psoriasis and gives us tips on traveling with the condition. We've also got Javon's Travel Minute, the question of the week, and the culture report is heading to Argentina. But right now, I've got some travel news. Poketels? Yes, Poketels. After surveying more than 500 millennial travelers in the U.S., Hotels.com learned that 79% of millennials plan to play Pokemon Go on their next vacation. 48% would consider visiting a new destination because of Pokemon Go. And while this may sound silly to some, consider this. Taylor Cole, a travel expert for Hotels.com, said that people are visiting new destinations and exploring landmarks and places they never thought they'd see, whether it's in your city or across the globe. The new survey has always shown us how spontaneous travelers can be, and Pokemon Go is no exception. Pokemon Go has been embraced by hotels, and they have set up lures and invite guests to search for Pokemon on their properties. Hotels.com has found that Pokemon Go fans and players prefer Wi-Fi over free breakfast and prefer hotels that are Pokestops or offer free lures. Hotels.com has compiled a list of top Poketels, that's hotels with Pokestops and Pokegyms, and New York City has 9 of the top 10 in the United States. American travelers who play Pokemon Go say they would devote 2 to 3 hours of playing on their next vacation and walk up to 2.5 miles searching for Pokemon. Oh, I just don't know what to say about that. Before you travel to any destination, it's important to know the rules and tourist warnings. One to be aware of is in the United Arab Emirates, like in Dubai or Abu Dhabi, and that is not taking pictures of people, including pictures of those working for airlines. Doing so can get you a 6-month jail sentence and fines, especially if it's without their permission. Laws in the UAE protect individuals and their privacy, and that includes photographing them. Any violation of their privacy or threat of using technology to threaten or defame them. An Asian woman will stand trial in court on the charges of verbally insulting a Dubai airport's employee and threatening to post his photo on social media. In a statement that was recently released, the prosecution said the woman was charged with insulting a public officer as he was carrying out his duties and violating a person's privacy using information technology. Farmers Almanac predicts an old-fashioned winter. Since 1792, the Farmers Almanac has been a source for weather prediction. They use a secret formula that was devised by founder Robert B. Thomas, who believed weather on Earth was influenced by sunspots. Now in its 200th edition, it's predicting this winter will be a very cold one, actually calling it teeth chattering. And for the eastern United States, the current editor says the ice cold winter is back. As for the rest of the country, Farmer's Almanac says we can expect a typical or normal winter. It'll be cold, but no more than usual. And if this prediction holds up, East Coast should bundle up. I guess we'll just have to wait and see. How about sweeps with doors on airplanes? That's right. Delta Airlines is elevating international business class service with the introduction of Delta One Suite, an all-suite business class cabin with a door for each suite. And while Delta is not the first airline with suites, it is claiming to be the first airline with an all-suite business cabin. Aircraft Suites was first introduced by Emirates Airlines in their first class cabins many years ago. 32 Delta One Suites will be on Delta's first Airbus A350, and it's due for delivery in fall 2017, primarily on routes between the United States and and Asia. After that, Delta said it will begin adding the suites to its Boeing 777 fleet. The Delta One suites will also include customizable ambient lighting, an 18-inch high-resolution in-flight entertainment monitor, power outlets, and USB ports at each seat, multiple stowage compartments, and sliding privacy dividers between the center seats. The new suites will be rolled out gradually on select routes. Well, here's a tragic story that has a good ending. A Chinese tourist falls off a ship and survives 38 hours adrift at sea. 32-year-old Chinese tourist was traveling with her parents last week on a five-day Royal Caribbean cruise from Shanghai to South Korea when she fell from the ship and into the sea. She said she leaned too far over a fourth deck railing and fell the equivalent of seven stories into the sea. What's amazing is that she survived 38 hours without a life jacket. The local Coast Guard said she was lucky even to have survived the fall. The fallen ship passenger said no one saw her go overboard or heard her cries for help because it was too late at night. The following morning, her parents reported her missing. Surveillance cameras showed her walking alone on the deck but did not capture her fall. Fan, the cruise passenger, said that she swam away from large ships during her ordeal to avoid being sucked under by their wake. She became exhausted and still treaded water, then dozing off during the night. When she awoke, she saw a fishing boat and swam toward it. The fishermen pulled her onto their ship. It's just amazing that she survived with nothing more than some blisters on her arm from jellyfish stings. Calling all foodies! Bon Appetit magazine's senior and deputy editors traveled over 5,700 miles to more than 40 cities in search of America's best new restaurants. The top spot goes to Atlanta's Staple House, a fully nonprofit restaurant built by a devoted family with the support of community that helped them overcome countless obstacles. The rest of the list from the top: Bad Saint in Washington, D.C., Lord Stanley in San Francisco, California, Morcilla in Pittsburgh, Bar Rue in Los Angeles, South Philly Barbacoa in Philadelphia, Oberlin in Providence, Rhode Island, Wild Air in New York City, Buxton Hall in Asheville, North Carolina, and N7 in New Orleans, Louisiana. So happy hunting for those. Well, how about a flying taxi? Airbus, the aircraft manufacturer, is designing a flying taxi dubbed City Airbus. Ultimately, City Airbus would be able to fly itself. Airbus came up with the concept to make commuting easier in traffic-heavy cities. On its website, Airbus stated that the flying taxi will be part of a fleet that one can summon on your smartphone. Urban congestion is a major problem, and Airbus Group has taken to the skies for their new radical concept. The biggest challenge, however, is creating the system that will allow the City Airbus to fly autonomously. Airbus said that the taxi will first be operated by a pilot, but will fly autonomously once federal regulations are put in place that allow that. Airbus is also working on an electric autonomous helicopter that can be used for commercial or personal use called Project Vahana. The prototype for Vahana may be tested as early as 2017. Airbus CEO Tom Enders said in a recent announcement that flying cars along roads in the sky may be in a not too distant future. Things are certainly changing, folks. And airlines are auctioning upgrades. Airlines are experimenting with a new concept, bidding for seats. Currently, you can snag an upgrade on an airline by simply paying a fee or using miles if it's available. Now, more than 30 carriers around the world have been experimenting with another approach, allowing passengers to place bids on upgrades to various classes on select flights and find out before their flight if they have won. Auctions can cover different levels from premium economy to the highest business class seats available. The concept can be useful for airlines who have recently recently merged and now have an overload of mileage members all hoping to snag an upgrade as a perk. And for passengers who always seem to be a day late and a dollar short for upgrades, striking that balance with rewards and revenue, airlines can maximize both revenue and customer service. Most airlines run their auctions through a service known as PlusGrade. Airlines that have contracted with PlusGrade will let the service know which airlines have upgrades available for auctions. Passengers with tickets booked in advance will receive an email notification that upgrades are available for their flight. They can enter the bid price along with their payment information and will generally find out about 72 hours of the departure time if their bid was successful. I'm sure with some success, bidding for upgrades will be a winner. Well, senators are questioning airlines over IT outages. Senators Richard Blumenthal and Edward Markey have sent letters to all major airlines in the U.S. expressing concerns over IT vulnerabilities. Concerns were prompted by two recent IT outages that caused widespread disruption for Southwest Airlines and Delta passengers. The senators wrote, "We are concerned with recent reports indicating that airlines' IT systems may be susceptible to faltering because of the way they are designed and have been maintained. Now that four air carriers control approximately 85% of domestic capacity, all it takes is one airline to experience an outage and thousands of passengers are stranded. Delta's more recent IT outage lasted 6 hours and caused the cancellation of more than 3,000 flights. Southwest Airlines' faulty router grounded more than 2,000 flights in July. The senators asked the airlines for comments to a number of questions posed relating to current initiatives to modernize IT systems and details on their backup systems and their policy on rebooking and compensation in the event of a major system-wide outage. Labor Day is coming up and the skies will be busy. Airlines for America, for the leading U.S. airlines, have projected that 15.6 million passengers will fly on U.S. airlines over the Labor Day holiday period. That's a 4% increase over last year. During the Labor Day travel period from Wednesday, August 31st, to Tuesday, September 6th, Airlines for America expects 2.23 million air travelers a day. Friday, September 2nd, and Thursday, September 1st, respectively, are expected to be the busiest days of the period. So if you're planning to travel over the Labor Day weekend, just know that you'll have a lot of company. Well, that's all I've got for travel news. And when we come back, we've got Javon's Travel Minute, Yolanda Como with healthcare information and tips on traveling with psoriasis, and the question of the week. So don't go anywhere. I'm Javon Harley with the Traveling Culturati, exclusively on HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. As the continent's leading airline, South African Airways, a Star Alliance member, knows Africa better than any other airline. We are Africa's most awarded airline. A 4-star rating from Skytrax for 14 consecutive years and named Best Airline for Africa for 13 consecutive years. With our daily service from Washington Dulles to Johannesburg and beyond, from the moment you board, you'll see we're the only way to fly to Africa. To book your flight, visit us online at flyfaa.com. That's flyfaa.com.
The Karen Hunter Show.
The money that we gave Iran, wasn't that their money to begin with? We had a deal on the table. It wasn't like, oh my God, there's a ransom being paid and we're doing this. We don't deal with terrorists. Sure we do. We deal with China every day. We deal with Russia every day. We deal with Saudi Arabia every day. Knock it off, you right-wing nut job. This is not the truth.
The Karen Hunter Show, weekdays, 3 p.m. East on Urban View, Channel 126. And 7 p.m. East on Sirius XM Insight, Channel 121.
Hey, family, what's happening? This is your man, Bobby Gale. And I invite you to join me for the New Artist Feature, where I'll be putting the spotlight on new and upcoming artists from all over the world. Now, whether they play jazz, hip-hop, gospel, or R&B, this is the platform for them to shine. So tune in Thursday afternoons at 12 and again on Saturday mornings at 11:30. It's the New Artist Feature right here on HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. Hey, family, what's happening? This is your man, Bobby Gales. And if you're looking for something unique, something different as far as a music show is concerned, then I invite you to join me for the Weekend Review Saturday evening at 9 o'clock. Now, I'll count down the top 10 songs across the country, and it's all based on your request. Plus, we have our world-famous mini-concert series featuring some of your favorite artists. So tune in Saturday evening at 9 o'clock. It's the Weekend Review right here on HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141.
Hi, this is Lorna Newton from The Connection. The Howard University Radio Network presents The Artist Lounge, a digital autobiography of music makers who entertain us in their own words. It's The Artist Lounge, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, inside The Connection, right here on Sirius XM, Channel 141, HUR Voices. The Artist Lounge is brought to you by HD Radio. Get the full HD Radio experience at hdradio.com.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
I'm Harold Fisher.
When it comes to the issues that affect you, we're talking about them. We're not afraid to address the uncomfortable, difficult topics or ask the hard questions. Newsmakers, current events, pop culture, women and family issues, even relationships, it's all on The Daily Drum. You can also find me on Facebook at H.T. Fisher or Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Don't miss The Daily Drum Monday through Friday, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, WHUR and SiriusXM Channel 141.
Welcome back to the Traveling Culturati. I'm your host and travel pro, Javon Harley. Traveling Culturati, the style and culture of travel. Make sure you visit the website, travelingculturati.com.
And now, Javon's Travel Minute.
I know it's 90 degrees outside, and we're in the middle of summer, still hanging out at the beach, but let's talk turkey. Time to start thinking about planning your holiday travels. I'm talking about Thanksgiving. I went to Skyscanner.com, a company that compares millions of flights to find you the cheapest deal, to see what they had to say. The best time to book for best fares for Thanksgiving travel is the week of October 31st. You'll save, on average, 7.73%. The second best time to book for Thanksgiving travel is the week of October 17th. This time frame can save you, on average, 5.10%. The third best time to book is the week of September 12th for an average savings of 4.42%. And last but not least, the week of Thanksgiving will save you on average of 1.98% on airfare. To summarize, if you're looking for the best fares, mark your calendar for the week of October 31st. But if you don't like putting things off, you can still get some savings the week of September 12th. And that's right around the corner. And if you're a procrastinator, there's time for you to save too. This is Javon, and that was your Travel Minute. Well, Yolanda Como, our healthcare professional, is with us today. Hello, Yolanda, and welcome back.
Hello, Javon. So glad to be back. Another month has passed.
Yes, it has. Well, what are we talking about today, Yolanda?
Today, we're going to talk a little bit about psoriasis, the skin disorder, the skin disease. So we're going to talk a little bit about psoriasis today. It's a skin disorder that's exacerbated by skin rashes.
So it's a skin disorder. What causes psoriasis?
Psoriasis can be caused by stress, primarily cold weather, social habits like smoking and drinking. Primarily, it's a chronic autoimmune disorder. Autoimmune meaning that parts of the body of the person's own body immune system becomes overactive by its normal tissues of the body. So there's like a speed up of the growth tissues in the body, and is fighting against trying to fight against infections and its overgrowth of tissues. So it's stressing the body. So if one suffered from psoriasis, they would have appearances of it physically by skin rashes on their body.
Mm-hmm. Now, who's at risk?
Anyone's at risk. Children, men, women, there's no rhyme or reason, no percentage of certain groups that are affected by the disorder, but they all are primarily equally affected.
Now, I know because it is such a physical appearance, the one question a lot of people want to know is it contagious?
It's not contagious, but as you said, because of the appearance that it gives off, it looks like it is contagious because some people have it very severely. Their arms or hands are very reddened, and some people have scabs on their skin. Elbows, knees, soles of their feet, and the hands, palms of the hands, and on the back of their heads. And if it's really, 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 really severe, you can see like pus-like rashes on the individual's body.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And that scabbing, I have to tell you that psoriasis runs in my family, and so I have family members who suffer with psoriasis, some having more severe cases than others. So the degree of it can vary and the severity of it can differ as well. What are some of the symptoms of psoriasis? I mean, you've talked about certainly is the scabbing on the skin, but what are some of the other symptoms?
An individual probably will have some generalized weakness and fatigueness. Primarily, you'll see this in the mornings when they awaken. They'll have some stiffness in their joints, some nail bed changes where the nail beds take on like a fungus type of appearance, or the nail bed begins to pull away from the skin of the nail. Tenderness, pains in their joints, swollen fingers or toes, sausage-like appearances, and primarily like throbbing and stiffness, and it's very discomforting for the individual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have some family members who suffer from it, and all of the things that you've just described are things that those, especially with severe cases, have suffered with. What we're talking about today is psoriasis, but also there's always effects of whatever it is you're dealing with and when you want to travel. So what are those effects of traveling with psoriasis?
There's really not an effect of traveling because anyone can travel with it, but I think it would be more for the individual in terms of their prepping for the travel, the items that they need to bring along with them when they're traveling, because with treating the psoriasis, they have to apply creams and moisturizers, and quite a bit of quantity of it when they're applying it liberally. So as you know, the airlines have the limited liquids and gels that you can bring on the plane.
3 ounces.
Yeah, and with I've seen people with psoriasis who have like jars of moisturizer. So if they're going to bring that type of stuff, creams and ointments, then they have to have room in the luggage, be able to check the luggage. Hopefully the luggage won't get lost if they have flare-ups on their trip. So they can have their creams and ointments, because a lot of the creams and ointments are medicated and they need prescriptions to have them refilled.
Right. Well, here's a tip for you. If you have psoriasis and you're traveling with medicated ointments and creams, you can carry it on if it's more than 3 ounces. If you follow the rules of TSA for medical purposes. So if you go to the website, tsa.gov, then they can tell you what you need in order to travel with something, liquids or creams, that's more or greater than 3 ounces. They do allow for that for medical reasons.
Okay.
So if it's a cream or an ointment that is over the counter, you may not be able to. But if it's something that is prescribed to you, then with medical documentation, you may be able to travel with that in your carry-on. Otherwise, just make sure you put it in your checked luggage and bring the smaller ounces with you on your carry-on so that you have something immediately for you.
Right. So that's really good to know. I didn't know that they have that rule.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing, it depends also where you're traveling to, because people with psoriasis have to primarily limit themselves or try to avoid sun exposure. So if they're going somewhere like real sunny, yes, you are going to cover up, but you want to, you don't want to cover up too much. If it's nice sunny and you want to enjoy the sun, you want to enjoy, you know, feeling a little light, lightweight with clothing items. Just make sure you cover up your head and sleeves, with sleeves, long sleeves probably, so you're not so exposed to the sun.
With those affected areas. Now, outside of medicated ointments and creams, what are some skin care tips when traveling with psoriasis?
You want to make sure your skin isn't as dry. It doesn't become dry, because you can have some flare-ups in that way. And the only way that they're not going to become too dry is if you hydrate very well, particularly when you're on your flights, and also when you're at your destination, that's going to help keep you the dryness away. The other skincare, some people take, psoriasis patients or individuals would take nice warm baths with their medication, liquids or soaps. But if you do that, then you have to make sure that you're going to have a hotel room with a tub.
Mm-hmm. So you probably have to bring some of your own skincare products with you and not rely on the body washes or soaps that are provided at the hotel, because they may have perfumes or things in there that may irritate your skin.
Right. You don't want anything that with irritants in there. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have to bring your own items. And that's what I said. You don't have to make, you know, plans in terms of your packing,
mm-hmm,
of what all the items are that you're going to need.
Yeah, so probably just some of the skincare products that don't have a lot of ingredients in them, some of your more natural ones. And what about diet tips when traveling with psoriasis?
So, yeah, that's another area where you're going to have to be cognizant about. Fried foods is something that, a food that will exacerbate your psoriasis. So you want to be careful with what type of foods on the destinations that you're going to be at. Foods like tomatoes, carrots, squash, lean meats, grains, nuts, nice salads. And once again, if you're in areas where you can't have fresh fruits or fresh veggies, you have to be cognizant about, you know, the items of the destination once again. So that's something that you will have to definitely prepare for prior to going on the trip.
And just eating healthier, eating more of natural products.
Natural products, and also watch the alcohol intake. If you are not a drinker, that's great, because you probably shouldn't have alcohol, because that would most likely stress your body, where your psoriasis would be exposed again.
Yeah. You know, right today, you're hearing more about psoriasis. Years ago, and as I said, I have a family member that's been dealing with it since she was a small child. But years ago, people didn't know what it was. Even some doctors didn't know what it was. But today, you see a lot of commercials about it. And I'm glad, because you have to deal with some things yourself if you're dealing with psoriasis. But I would probably say one of the biggest concerns of the family members that I have is how other people react to seeing it. It can be alarming, and if you don't know what it is, you may think that it's contagious. And so it's the looks and the stares, or people even moving away from you,
right,
because they feel that it may be something that is contagious. And that is going to be a big concern when you're traveling, because you're sitting in close quarters on an aircraft, or if you're going to the beach, or if you are exposing parts of your body that are going to reveal the psoriasis. I think those things are very important. So I'm glad that we're talking about it today, and I'm glad that we're seeing a lot more about it in the media as well.
So also, like if you're, you know, in a group, or if you're having buffet meals, or you're sitting, you know, community style meals, that might be something that, you know, you need to be aware of as well, mm-hmm, when you go and have meals and do